Another round of bitter cold air will be pushing through the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota as we go forward through the end of this week, but it might be the last one in this particular series. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. There will be two surface high pressure centers pushing across the region between now and Saturday, and the two will work together to keep the northeast part of our region dry. But off to the west and south, there will be an opportunity for some light snow, the first of which will occur tonight into tomorrow, and it will produce a dusting to an inch or so. A second wave of snow will occur as we go from Thursday night into Friday morning, but it will be mostly outside our listening area to the west and impacting western North Dakota, eastern Montana, and western and some central South Dakota locations. By that time, we will see a strong second high-pressure center settling on top of the Red River Basin area, and we'll see to it the clear skies are prevalent Friday night going into Saturday. This will be a strong high-pressure center. We're expecting to see lows in the negative 20s and negative teens associated with this. Not quite as cold as last weekend, so obviously it's not quite as intense, but nonetheless, it will still be bitter across the region. Now, the southern parts of our region may not see temperatures quite so extreme, but we will see all of the region trending a little bit warmer as that high-pressure system abates from the region, which will occur Saturday night going into Sunday. A returning south wind will likely develop across the area, and as that wind starts to blow across the region, we will bring some moisture into the area, and we'll have a chance for another little bout of snow occurring in the eastern Dakotas this time and portions of Minnesota. This will occur Saturday night into Sunday. And once again, I don't think there's going to be much in the way of significant accumulations. A dusting to an inch or two will be possible. Eastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota would be most favored. This event will be very brief, and it's not likely to have a huge impact, but there may be some short-term travel disruptions because of lower visibilities. After this, we will try to warm it up a little bit better across parts of the region. We'll keep our fingers crossed on that. There's still a good chance we're going to see some additional cool air once in a while, but it's not going to be as cold as it was over the weekend anytime soon, and even not as cold as what we're expecting here on Friday and Saturday. So the high temperatures today will be single digits, both positive and negative in the northern part of the region, while some teens and 20s occur in the southern sections of the region. Tomorrow will be fairly similar. I don't expect to see a lot of change, even on Friday, but Friday we will see positive and negative single digits over a larger part of the region, and then we'll warm up as we get into the weekend, with readings on Sunday and Monday rising into the 20s and some 30s, maybe a few teens on Monday afternoon in the north. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.